This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamabon. We continue in Maseches Yevamos. We're learning Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blad is Daf Kuf Yodalid Amar Beis. Thank you for joining. The Gemara just brought three psukim that indicate that you cannot actively cause a katan to stumble in three different areas. You can't give them shkatzim or amasim to eat. You can't give them blood to eat. And you cannot make them tame. So why do I need three psukim that you cannot actively cause a katan to sin? Number one, by shkatzim or amasim. Number two, by dam. And number three, by tuma. But tzrichi, I need all of them. Di ashmin and shkatzim, if we just say shkatzim, mishum di isuran b'mashuhu. Their isur is even the slightest amount. They're metame b'ka'adasha, a lentil's worth. Aval dam, but when it comes to blood, the adik or vias, where there's a bigger shear, maybe we don't have this rule that you can't actively cause them to sin. V'yashmin adam, if we just say a pasuk by dam, mishum de'ika kares, consuming blood is, one is cut off from the Jewish people, avos shratzim, but by eating shratzim, ema loy, maybe not, it's only a lav. And maybe there's no iser to actively cause the katan to sin. V'yashmin an hanitarti, if it would say these two, shkatzim and dam, mishum d'yisurin shava b'chal. All Jews are prohibited from consuming shkatzim or masim and blood. Aval tuma, when it comes to impurity, emalai, that's only by kaihanim. So maybe the prohibition does not apply. Maybe you could actively cause a katan to sin. V'yashmin an tuma, if it would just say you can cause a kain to become tame, maybe it's because kaihanim have all kinds of special restrictions. Kaihanim shani, mishum deriva behen mitzvah yaseros. Kaihanim are different because the Torah included extra mitzvahs. Aval hani, but by dam and shkatzim, emalai, I would think this doesn't apply. So tzricha, I need all three psukim. So now the Gemara is going to continue on the conversation whether you can actively cause a katan to do an avera, or do you need to stop them when you see them doing an avera. Tashma. So, a little bit more Yevamos here. Shnei, believe me, when we're in Ksubas, you're going to miss Yevamos. Shnei, Achin, Echad Pikech, Echad Cheresh. Two brothers. One is sane and one is deaf mute. Nesuin Shnei Achayos, Pikchais. Married to two sane sisters. Meis Cheresh, Baal Pikachas. The deaf mute brother married to a sane sister dies. Mayasa, Pikeach, what does the sane brother married to the sane woman do? The woman goes out because it's she's the sister of his wife. So there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, she just goes out. If the sane brother dies, and now the sane woman is falling to the cheresh, mayasa cheresh bal pikachas, what does the cheresh do? So he can't just say, well, you're my wife's sister, because the cheresh cannot form a marriage d'oraisa. So what he does is moitzias ishta beget. Now he has to divorce his wife with a get, because his wife is achoisiku kasai, ve'eshas achiv asur l'olam, and his wife's sister is asur forever because she is the sister of his wife, and he can't give her chalitza because he's a cheresh. So the Gemara now asks, why does he have to divorce his wife? Why can't he stay with his wife? After all, he's a cheresh, and a cheresh, you don't have to stop a cheresh from doing an avera. You just can actively make him do an avera, but you don't have to stop him. Amai moitzias ishta beget. Why does he have to divorce his wife? Tesev gabe, let her stay by him. Katan oichel nevelosu. He's merely a katan, someone without das, doing an avera, so let him stay with her. So Gemara says, of course, he's allowed to stay with her, but she's a pikachas, she can't stay with him. So the reason why he has to divorce her is not for him, but it's for her. Mishum isura dida. It's because of her iser. The cheresh has to get rid of the pikeach, not for his sake, but for her sake. Tashma, come in here. Shnei achin pikchin nesuin shnei achoyos. Two sane brothers married to two sisters. Achas pikachas, achas chareshas. One is sane, one is a deaf mute. Meis pikeach bal chareshas. If the sane brother married to the chareshas dies, What does a sane brother do? This woman is not zakuk to him because he's married to the sister biblically, and she is not really fully zakuk, and she goes out because of achosisha. Meis pikach bal pikachas, if the sane brother dies, and now the pikach bal chareshes is in a jam because he can't stay with his wife because his wife is sort of achos de kukasai. Moitzias ishtay beget, he has to divorce his wife with a get. V'eishas achiv b'chalitza, and he has to do chalitza to his brother's wife. He can't marry his brother's wife because his brother's wife is achos ishtay. And he has to give her chalitza. So the question is, why does he have to divorce his wife? But his wife's allowed to stay with him because she's a chareshes. She's a ketana oichel nevelos. Va'amai moitzias ishta v'ged. Why does he have to divorce his wife with a ged? Taste of gabe. Let her stay with him. Katan oichel nevelosu. She is a katan that eats nevelos. So Gemara says, you're right. She's a chareshes, so she could stay with him. But he can't live with her because he's a pikeach. And for him, she is achos ishtay. Mishum yisura didei. It's because of his isur. So you're right. In both of these cases, for the cheresh or the chareshes, there's no problem. Because for them, it's katan oichel nevelos. The problem is for the sane party. But now the Gemara has one more case here. Tashma, come in here. Shnei achin echad cheresh echad pikeach. Two brothers, one is deaf mute and one is a pikeach. Nesuin l'shtei achoyes achas pikachas v'achas chareshes, married to two women, one is sane, one is deaf mute. Meis chereish bal chareshes. If the chereish dies, married to the deaf mute girl, mayas pikeach bal pikachas, so she goes out because she's achos ishtay, teitzei mishum achos ishtay. But now, what if the pikeach bal pikachas dies? What does the Chereish Bal Chareshes do? So the Mishnah says he has to divorce his wife because his wife is Achos de Kukasai, Moitzias Ishta Beget, and Eishas Achiv, she's Aser forever. Because Eishas Achiv is Achos Ishtai, only Midrabanan, but you can't give her Chalitza because you're a Chereish. But what do you do to your wife? Your wife is Achos de Kukasai. She is, you have to divorce her. Why would you have to divorce her? Why can't you stay with her? And in this case, you're a chereish and she's a chareshes. There's no iser for you and there's no iser for her. So since there's no iser for either of you, why can't he stay with her? There's no iser for her. There's no iser for him. It says you have to divorce your wife. Why do you have to divorce your wife? This is a classic case of katan oichel nevelos. Let the chereish. You're right, his wife is Achos Zikukasai. Who cares? But Achos Zikukasai is Katan Oichel Nevelos. So the Gemara says, no, the reason you have to divorce her is for a far out chash. Amar of Shemaya, Gezerah Mishum Hataras Yivam Alashuk. The reason why you have to divorce her is, if we allow you to stay with her, people are not going to know it's because of Katan Oichel Nevelos. They're going to think it's your marriage pushed off the Zika of the sister, and you can't live with Achos. There's no Zika to the Pikachas Achosa, and they're going to say, okay, so now if you don't have to divorce your wife, people are going to think you're married to your wife. If they're going to think you're married to your wife, then the sister will go out, Lashuk, like any other Achos Isha, and people are going to say she's pater from Chalitza in a case where a Chereish is married. In a case where a Chereish is married to anybody, they're going to think that the Achos Zikukasai just goes out. So they're going to matter the sister Lashuk like any other achos isha, but in this case, the sister's not mutar l'shuk. They're going to matter her in a similar case. They're going to matter her to go out l'shuk, and they're not going to realize that in this case, the achos ishtai is actually asura oilamis. So therefore, we cannot allow you to stay. We cannot allow the chirish to stay with the chareshes, because people are going to think, well, then you just push off the achos ishtai, and in this case, it's not the case. You don't push off the achos ishtai. Okay, hajin alach chirish, says the Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalcha hi ubala lamdinas hayam, a woman that she and her husband go overseas. So she and her husband are going overseas. Shalom beinoy lebeina. There's peace between them. If there's an argument between them, then we might say that the reason why she says he's dead is because she wants to marry someone else, and the fact that she'll never be able to come back to him, she doesn't care about. So we're talking about a situation where they're at peace with each other. V'shalom ba'olam, and there's peace in the world. If there's war in the world, we're afraid she may say, oh, you know why he didn't come back? Because he died in battle. Uba v'amra, and she comes and she says, Meis bali, my husband died. Tinase, she could get married. Why? Because there's no reason that she's lying. She wasn't in a fight with him, and there's no reason that a circumstance caused her to misevaluate. Meis bali, if she says her husband died, and without children, and there's a brother, tisyabim, she could do yibam. However, shalom beinu lebeinu, if they were at peace, u'melchama ba'olam, but there was war in the world, or katata beinu lebeinu, if they were fighting, v'shalom, there was peace in the world, u'basava amra, and she came and she said, meis bali, my husband died, eino ne'mena, she's not believed. Why? Because either we're afraid that she doesn't care about the repercussions because of her marital discord, or because she may have misinterpreted the war, the battlefield. Rabbi Yehuda says, La'olam eino ne'mena, she's never believed. Even if there's peace, even if there's peace between him and her, even if there's peace in the world, she's never believed. Elam kein basa baicha, unless she comes crying, ubigadeha kruin, and her clothing are torn. Amrulai, the rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, achasu v'achasu tinase, whether she had visible signs of mourning for him or not, she is believed, provided that there's peace in the world and peace between them. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to address a seeming contradiction in the Mishnah. First, the Mishnah said, if we know for sure there is peace between him and her and peace in the world, they're believed. That implies that if you don't know what the state of their marriage is or the world, they're not believed. Then at the end of the Mishnah it says, if you know there's discord either between them or in the world, they're not believed. That implies that if you don't know, she is believed. So the question is, the two cases of the Mishnah, their implication contradicts each other. So the Gemara says, the Gemara addresses this, Tana shalom beina lebeina, it said peace between him and her, to tell me that's what we assume, unless Mishnah the Kabbalah Lamisni Katata Beina Lebeina. Because it wants to tell me what the halacha would be if we know there's a fight. In other words, we assume the first assumption that they're at peace unless we know there's a fight. Tana Shambalam, we assume there's peace in the world. Mishum the Kabbalah Lamisni Melchama Bailam, because it wants to teach that there is war in the world, meaning we assume the world is at peace unless we know it's at war. Amar Rava. Rava said, my time of the Melchama, what's the reason why if there's war in the world we can't believe her? Mishum de Amra, because she says, Bididami. She thinks he's dead because she saw him in the battlefield and he was hit and she ran out of there because she doesn't want to get hit, but she's just conjecturing that he died. Says Gemara, Sakadaitach, we think, Bechol Hani De'iktal, she thinks, out of all the people who were killed on the battlefield, who Palit, he was saved, he hasn't been back, a lot of people died, why should his fate have been any better than anybody else? And you'll say, what do you mean? They got along, so why wouldn't she wait for him to come home? The answer is, Zimnin demachulei begir. The answer is because sometimes he'll get hit by an arrow, a berumcha, or a spear. The sovereign, she thinks, vaday meis. He's definitely dead. Aye, that's a good assumption. No, the Red Cross, you never know. They could make a bandage, they could bandage him. The ikad David samteri, they may make him a dressing. V'chaya, and he'll live. Now the question is, what if it's not a war, it's famine? Sava Rava Lameima, Rava thought to say, Ra'avlein ena kamachama. Famine is not like war. Deloyamra bididami, because there may be, she won't think he died when he didn't. By a war, she may conjecture because she has to get out of there as soon as possible before she gets hit. But famine, she has nothing to be afraid of. He died of famine. She's not that hungry right now. Hadar Amar Rav Rav then said, Ravoin Hariyu Kamachama, famine is like war. Dahi, why? Dahi da Asala Kameda Rava, someone once came before Rava. Amrale, she said to him, Bali Meis Rav, my husband died in famine. Now Rava knew that she was conjecturing. Rava knew that she saw that he's starving and he had very little food in the pantry. So Rava insinuated to the woman that she's conjecturing. She said, Amrala, Shapir Avadis, the Shizvas Navshach. You did good by letting him die. Sakadaitach tvahu porta dinafisa deshavkas layavachai. You think the little bit left in the sieve, the little bit of flour left in the sieve, you think he would live? Ming Rav is saying, hint, hint, I know that you left him with a tiny bit of food and you're just surmising that he died. Rightfully, because right, how could anyone survive with that little bit of food? But what he was trying to do is get her to admit that in fact she left him with a tiny bit of food, and she's just conjecturing that he died. Amrale, she said, attaboy rabbi, mar nami yada, the rabbi knows the chihai gav noichai, that in such circumstance no one could live. So Rava got her to admit that she doesn't really know definitively that he died. She's just surmising that he died based on the fact that he had very little food. Then the Gemara says, actually Rava changed his mind, and Rava said famine is worse than war. Because by famine, if she says he died in famine, she's not believed, but if she says he died on his bed, she is believed, because there's no conjecture there. Amar Rava, Rava said, Rava in Graham Mamachama, famine is worse than war. The Ilam Mamachama, because by war, Ki Amar, when she says, Meis Bali, my husband died, Mamachama, in war, Hudulai Mehemna, that's when she's not believed. Ha Meis Al Mitas, but if she says he died on his bed, Mehemna, he's believed. Vilu Gabe Rava in, but by famine, Ad the Amra Meis Ukavartiv. By war, sometimes she's believed if he died peacefully. By famine, even if she says he died on his bed, she's not believed. She might be surmising until she says, I buried him. Mapoilas, an avalanche, a collapsed building. Hariu kamachama. It's like a war where she sort of conjectures. The Amra, she says, Bididami, I think he died. Shiluach nechashim akrabim, sending snakes and scorpions, harehi, hen kamachama, are like a war. The Amra, she says, Bididami, it looks like he died. Dever, a plague. Amrila, some say, Hareyu Kamachama, that it's like a war and we can't trust her. But Amrila, some say, Eina Kamachama, it's not like a war. Amrila, Hareyu Kamachama, some say it's like a war. The Amri, Bididami, she says, he probably died. How would he survive the plague? On the other hand, there's a phenomenon that people think that until it's your time to go, a plague ain't going to get you. The Amri La, some say, Eina Kamachama, plague's not like war. The Samchi Ad the Amar Inchi, they rely on the common adage, Shev Shnin Havamusna, 7 years of plague, v'inish b'lo shani layazel. Even if the plague lasts for 7 years, man will not die before his allotted time. So she's not going to conjecture. By famine, she says, oh, it looks like he's dying, he's dead. By war, she says, it looks like he's hit with artillery, he's probably dead. By plague, people know, even if there's a plague, nobody dies until it's their time. There is such a notion. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you everybody for joining tonight. Bracha v'hatzlacha. And if it's okay, we'll try to somehow do an Amud by the end of the week. Probably maybe part of it Thursday night, part of it Friday, or maybe all Thursday. We'll see how it goes. And then we'll do, with Hashem's help, Monday. Thank you, everybody. Laila Tov.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.